where local and regional musicians come to play.
I'm Gary from Mystery Train.
Hey, I'm Rick Golden.
Hello, I'm Dylan Miller.
I'm Eli the Hawk.
Hello, I'm Chuck.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Mike.
We're Hey Grenade.
Hello, I'm Gary from the Jacobs Ferry Stragglers.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tim.
I'm Eric.
I'm Kevin.
We're Shattered.
Hey guys, we're Silver Screen.
Hello, I'm Chris Strait.
I'm Bob Barone.
And I'm Steve Buckaloo.
And we're the Crooked Line.
Hi, we're the Roof.
Hey, this is Tim Woods.
I'm Craig.
I'm Chris.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jamie.
With the carpet.
Hello, we're X's for Eyes.
We came from space.
Hey, this is Don Hughes.
We're the Hurricanes.
Hey, this is Jacob Vladimir.
Hey guys, it's Jesse, Chris, and Catlin. And we are
Vision and Nut.
Hello, I'm Rusty from Hybrid Ice.
It's the Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20.
Local music comes to play here on the Homegrown Rocker.
We'll be right back.
Q94 Classic Rock, welcoming you to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker, our weekly local and regional music program. The Jeremy Edge Project, helping to get us started this evening. Of course, Jeremy Edge, former guitar player for Candlelight Red, Backstreet Law, till December. Several bands that have played in the area. And we heard the song Hot Lava. That is from Jeremy's self-titled Jeremy Edge Project, self-titled debut album. And Wax Mechanics, the alter ego of former Nitro drummer Tim Wilson, and the song All Freaks opening up our show this evening. And that's from Wax Mechanics' debut album called Mobocracy. Welcome to the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price. Every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m., we salute local and regional music, letting you hear the wealth of talent that bands here in the central PA area and beyond and across the state have, in the interest that you'll get out and see these bands and artists perform when they play on area stages. This week, we happen to have a guest with us via phone. We will speak with him shortly. His name is Gordon Titsworth. He's been on the program before. He's the singer of the band Images of Eden, who just this past Friday put out their brand new album, Angel Born. We're going to hear a bunch of tracks off that album and get Gordon's insights on the new album and what Images of Eden has been up to. Also coming up a little later this hour, we will update local music news. Coming up next hour, we will dig into the archive for a local music flashback, a piece of music from a past band or artist of the area music scene, and the Professor's CD Corner returning this week, and we'll be reviewing the latest album from the band Offensive. The album Inhabitants of Purgatory. We'll take a detailed look at that album and feature a song from it coming up in the second hour. The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20. And also the Homegrown Rocker brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available at music venues, music stores, or online at pamusician.net. And we have a guest on the Homegrown Rocker this week. It is a familiar name if you've listened to this show in years past. We have the return of Gordon Titsworth. Gordon's the singer of Images of Eden and several other projects that we've had him featured with over the years. Gordon, say hello to our audience.
Hello, audience. And hello, Jim. Great to be back on your show, man. Appreciate it.
All right. And glad to have you back, of course. What is new in the world of Gordon Titsworth? What's happening new these days?
Well, I can tell you right now, as you've had me on before, I've been in different bands before. I pretty much cut ties with everything except Images of Eden. Reason being is, I mean, the end result was to gain every contact and everything I could to kind of mash the gas pedal with Images. So things are going really well. We're about to drop our album. Actually, by the time this airs, it will already be out. Yes, okay. Our fifth album, Angel Born, is going to be available worldwide Friday, March 26th. And this will be our fifth album. It is going to be on Pavement Entertainment. We're actually label mates with Puddle of Mud, Candlebox, Tantric, Soil, some other good names. But we have a lot going on. Funny enough, Pavement signed us for our previous album as a kind of an artist partnership, so we had to prove ourselves a little bit, which we did with Soul Rise. And when we started renegotiating for the release of Angel Born, they bumped us to full-blown artist roster and with a priority release. So they're taking our YouTube channel, merging it with Sony's Vivo platform, so that's huge. Just a lot more perks. We're basically now, finally, after two decades, kind of getting major label perks, and it's you know how it is. It's very hard to get here. You have to pretty much obsess, and that's what we do.
All right. Yeah. So a lot of really cool stuff happening, and we'll break all this down here as we go through the course of the program as well. But Gordon, for those who are hearing the name Images of Eden for the first time, or yourself, give us a little recap of Images of Eden and your involvement with it. How did it start? How has it evolved?
Yep. Actually, it started the concept right around 1998. I got out of a band and kind of been in and out of bands for a while and always had a very specific vision of my own that I wanted to bring to life, and I finally had that opportunity. So it took me a while to actually do the first album. All I had was a session drummer who knew a guy that had a studio, and a coworker knew how to mess with Photoshop. That's literally all I had. So took that from scratch, did the whole first album. I played all the instruments except the drums, used that to form the lineup, had several lineup changes over the course of the first three albums, Then the band kind of more or less, I don't want to say imploded, but several members left after the third album. But because I own everything, I write everything, I just reformed. I brought in some new members, and at that time I was doing vocals for hire. Long story short, just before our fourth album, Soul Rise, in 2018, we reformed, restructured everything, rebranded, and that's when we got signed to Pavement. And you can definitely tell a major jump in the songwriting from our third album, Rebuilding the Ruins, to Soul Rise. More streamlined songs, better production. That's when producer Bill Metoyer moved into the scene. We got a hold of Bill and went out there. Bill actually did the mixing and the mastering for both Soul Rise and Angel Born. So it's just been kind of baby steps for many years until we hit Soul Rise, and then the ramp just kind of got steeper upward, which was really awesome. And right now, I mean, this is definitely the biggest album of our career so far, and we've got a couple of good tour opportunities that are coming our way for later this year and early 2022. So we're just going to keep the pedal down to the floor, brother, and see what happens.
All right, and who's currently in Images of Eden?
Sure. Well, myself, I'm the only original member. Dean Harris on keyboards has been the longest running member since the third album, Rebuilding the Ruins. But we now have Steve Dorsum on drums. Steve came into the picture in 2000 and I'm going to say 15 or 16 while we were working on Soul Rise. Steve and I kind of co-run everything. Eric Mulvane on bass. He was in a band with Steve for many years growing up, and now Victor Morell is our guitar player. Victor, Steve, and I were in a band called Born of Fire. It was a side project that I did just before Soul Rise, and Victor is a monster player. He's as metal as it gets. He's crazy on stage. He's just he's awesome. And you know, funny, Jim, you know, you've covered us every album. There have been 21 members of this band over the years, and I mean, you know, we're creeping up on Spinal Tap's record. But I finally think after 20 years, we now finally have the full-time lineup.
Yeah, the pieces are all in place.
Exactly, yep. So right now, I mean, we've got a lot of chess pieces in place. We've got a couple of, we have three publicists in Europe now, and we've got two guys on the ground in Germany who are trying to get us over there. So, yeah, we're hitting it from all angles as hard as we can.
All right. And of course, you do have the new album out. It's called Angel Born. What are listeners going to hear on this album?
This is our best work to date, and when I say that, I mean, and this is also my favorite album that I've ever had my name on in any capacity, Images of Eden or otherwise. Definitely the most personal album for me that I've ever done, more personal than if you combined everything else I've ever done. It's that simple. There are two running themes to this album. I mean, the production is definitely the best we've had. The songwriting's the best we've had. There are two running themes in this album, and it really focuses on healing, its strength, healing, perseverance, hope. I deal a lot with getting through grief, getting through mourning, getting through loss, you know, the strength to get through these things. So that's definitely sort of a reoccurring theme, and that's something that we can all, I don't care who you are, we can all relate to. We've all lost family, friends, and we've all dealt with the pain that comes with that. But also there's another running theme, thus the title, Angel Born. When, you know, a lot of us are kind of soured based on how the world has just sort of beat us down. You know, people, there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of issues people just have. There's so many people with, you know, who've been abused, who have been neglected, who have been beaten down. Just people who are broken, who have horrible self-worth. This is a reminder that when we were born as perfect angels. We were born as perfect, unconditionally loved. It's the world that sours us, the world that actually deconstructs us and brings the pain in. We need to remember that no matter what we see in that mirror, no matter how ugly it looks to us, that we are loved unconditionally by the one that created us. And that's something that will never change. We need to remember that. The world breaks us down, but you know it doesn't have to. So this is all about healing. And we do it in a very metal way. And everybody, I don't care who you are, can relate to this album.
All right. Well, let's give the folks a listen to one of the songs. And this is a song we've played a couple of times before on the show, before the release of the album. Gordon, what would you like to tell us about Autumn is Burning?
I'll try to keep this quick because I can say a lot about this one. This is weird because if you've seen the video for this album, it parallels exactly what happened with COVID. But the thing is, this song was written in September of 2019. It was the last song written for the album. we actually, the drummer Steve Dorsum and I, Steve's the director for the video or videos. We talked about what the song is going to be about, and we wrote the script in December of 2019. We were filming this video when we got a text from home on March 16th of 2020 that the world is shutting down and they're shutting down restaurants and movie theaters. And I'm just sitting there on the in the desert. We're looking at each other kind of with this ominous feel because we're like, this is what this video is about. This video is about lockdown, martial law, you know, this type of thing. And then here we are. It's happening. So, yeah, that's Autumn is Burning.
Let's check it out. Autumn is Burning. A little bit prophetic, perhaps. Again, music from Images of Eden, and you are hearing it on the Homegrown Rocker.
All alone, I wait here under a blanket.
It's time to check out some brand new music on the Homegrown Rocker.
Q94, classic rock and the Homegrown Rocker, and some new music on this week's program from the Harrisburg area. We heard the band Almost Honest and the song Keystone, and that is from Almost Honest's latest album called Seaches and Sirens. Almost Honest, a three-piece from the Harrisburg area, featuring Shane Reed on vocals and guitar, Seth Jackson on bass, Quentin Spangler on drums. Got to see those guys perform online just a few weeks ago as part of the annual Millennium Music Conference, usually based in Harrisburg, but this year done virtually due to COVID-19. And Almost Honest brought the goods. Looked very good in their live set that they pre-recorded and submitted to the showcase portion of Millennium. Also back there, we heard Images of Eden, the song Autumn is Burning, and that is one of the tracks off the Angel Born album. We'll continue our discussion with Gordon Titsworth coming up in just a few moments, and listen again for details on how you can win one of three copies of the Angel Angel Born album, and you'll have until 10 o'clock this evening to do what you need to do to get yourself eligible to possibly win one of those albums. Looking at the next several weeks on the show, our next scheduled guest on the show will be April 18th. We'll have representatives of the band Buckskin Whiskey out of the Harrisburg area joining us. May 2nd, the band Roadkill making their return to the program. May 16th, also making his return to the Homegrown Rocker, Pittsburgh-based blues harmonica specialist Charlie Barrett. May 30th, the annual Memorial Day special. June 13th, the Austins out of the Harrisburg area. Our Father's Day special, June 20th. And June 27th, we'll be speaking with Brandon Valentine. He represents the Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame, which is doing their awards presentation in early July, and we'll be previewing that. So a lot coming up as we enter the spring and summer months on the Homegrown Rocker. Be sure to check out this show each and every Sunday night. Always something interesting going on. The Homegrown Rocker. Once again, brought to you by Dr. Michelle Sod Barnes Optometry in Hollidaysburg. See why good vision is more than 20/20. And also by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine, available in print form at music venues and music stores, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.